It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 8th, 2019. It's the birthday of American poet Elizabeth Bishop, born in 1911 in Worcester, Massachusetts. She grew up there and in Nova Scotia. Her father died before she was a year old, and her mother suffered from mental illness and was committed to an institution when Elizabeth was five. During her lifetime, she was a respected yet somewhat obscure figure in the world of American literature. Since her death in 1979, however, her reputation has grown to the point that many critics refer to her as one of the most important American poets of the 20th century. She was a perfectionist who did not write prolifically, preferring instead to spend long periods of time polishing her existing work. She published only 101 poems during her lifetime. Her verse is marked by precise descriptions of the physical world and an air of poetic serenity, but her underlying themes include the struggle to find a sense of belonging and the human experiences of grief and longing. She was educated at the elite Walnut Hills School for Girls and Vassar College. Her years at Vassar were tremendously important to her later life and work. There she met Marianne Moore, a fellow poet who became a lifelong friend. Working with a group of students that included Mary McCarthy, Eleanor Clark, and Margaret Miller, she founded the short-lived but important literary journal Con Spirito, which was conceived as an alternative to the well-established Vassar Review. After graduating, she lived in New York and traveled extensively in France, Spain, Ireland, Italy, and North Africa. Her poetry is filled with descriptions of her journeys and the sights that she saw. In 1938, she moved to Key West, where she wrote many of the poems that eventually were collected in her first volume, North and South, in 1946. Her second poetry collection received the Pulitzer Prize. Critic Ernie Hilbert has written, "Her poems are balanced like Alexander Calder mobiles, turning so subtly as to seem almost still at first, every element, every weight of meaning and song poised flawlessly against the next." Here's a sample. "The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day. Accept the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster, places and names and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last or next to last of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and vaster, some realms I own, two rivers, a continent, I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 8th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.